Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio is an old friend, a longtime KRDO partner, somebody we haven't heard from in way too long.
Yes. See, the truck guys have arrived.
That's it. But I know we got, which half of the truck guys do we have?
Oh, the worst half.
Okay. You're, the better half is somewhere else?
Yes, yes. That's for sure.
That is the voice of our wonderful friend, Greg Budwine, who is one half of the truck guys. Back together again, just jazzed about that. Larry Leadham has said, usually with you. This time he just decided to just be the good half.
No, he's working on a truck.
Oh, he's working on a truck.
Yeah.
Under
that's
it?
What we do, probably. I hope.
You get that man to crawl down
yes,
underneath trucks?
Yes, yes, we do.
Okay, because, you know, if I were working for you, I'd be the muffler bearing polisher.
Exactly.
What does Larry
exactly.
do?
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, gosh, how long have you guys been in the business together?
Long time, 22 years.
Man, and you're the truck guys because you're Leadham's Performance Equipment and Diesel Repair, but you're also extending your range of services now to cars, trucks, crossovers, and SUVs.
That is correct.
And we're here to talk about that a little bit because this is National Car Care Aware Month, the whole month of October.
It is. The whole month of October is National Car Care Awareness Month.
And in conjunction with that, we're going to offer one heck of a special as we get a little closer to the backside of this discussion we're going to have about everything that you guys do.
That sounds good.
We need a refresher course, man.
Yes.
The truck guys do cool stuff.
You know, the cool part about October, we do this twice a year. It's a national event for us in April and October. So obviously it's October. And October is just, we want people to look at their vehicles. Most of us drive it every day. We put gas in it every day, but you don't see very many hoods up at gas stations. You don't see people checking on their vehicles. So nationally, we have Car Care Awareness Month, and it's in our industry, and it's been that way for a long time, and it works really well. Just look at your car twice a year. So it's October. We want to look at your car. We want you to look at your car. We want to make sure winter's coming. We got to have good tires. We got to have good cooling systems so the heat works, the defroster works. And it's important to have an oil change and do maintenance items to keep that vehicle on the road for the winter.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about oil. If the blood in your human body is too thick, your organs don't work right.
That is correct.
If the oil is too thin or too thick in your car, you're going to wear components out in your engine. You're going to work that battery too hard. You're going to mess up the starter. And all kinds of failures can happen because of that.
Yes, oil changes are the lifeline of a vehicle. And the cool part about oil is not only does it clean and keep everything lubricated, it also is the lifeline or the pump, I guess you could say, in our bodies, just like our heart. It's got to move that oil around, and tarnished oil doesn't move very good. So it's really important to keep the oil changes in your vehicle, and everyone asks, when do you change your oil? And it really all depends on your driving habits and what kind of oil you're using. I mean, that changes the game a lot. That's why we want to look at the vehicle, interview you as a customer to see what you do with your vehicle. The hardest thing you can do to a vehicle is drive around town. Back and forth to work,
stop and go,
run to the grocery store, stop and go. It's pretty hard on the vehicles,
It's a startup. It's a run without a warm-up. Park it for a couple minutes, race back out there, go on to the next thing, and you're starting and stopping. So you're just working that thing.
And in the national average now, we're actually driving more miles, but we're harder on it because we have more stops because everything's closer to us now. So the bigger our cities get, the more stop-and-go we do, the more we're sitting in traffic, the more stoplights we're at, and that creates a big, big, big problem, and it just needs to be solved, and it's real easy to solve.
It puts an extra strain on a lot of your systems, your drivetrain, your start and stop, that little pedal in the middle that tells you don't go.
We're really and in our area, because of where we live here in Colorado Springs, we are really hard on brakes because we're not flat hardly anywhere, so brakes are very, very important, and to see them correctly, you got to pull the wheels and tires.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing you like to do, you say you like to talk to your customers. Yes. You want to know something about their driving habits.
That is,
you're not asking
true.
Anybody if you're being mean to your car.
No.
You're just asking, you know, do you make a lot of short hops? Are
right.
you a highway driver? How long's your commute?
Yes.
You need to know those things.
Yes.
So that you can make a determination about, okay, here's how we need to look at this car.
Right.
These are the systems we need to focus on first because they're the ones that are working the hardest.
Yes.
This particular driver is a short hop driver. It could be a soccer mom.
Yes.
Family.
Yes.
Kids in different sports. That's... heaven knows how many trips a day that is for moms.
Yeah, interviewing the customer is very important because it's not about the car. It's about the person driving the car and what their daily habits and their daily routines are. So it changes the game for all of us because we all do different things.
Yeah. Manufacturer specs are one thing, Greg.
Yes.
Thinking this all the way through and making whatever adjustments you need to make.
That is correct.
For the driver's habits.
Yes.
You know, I've been down the road with, it meets manufacturer specs, but it's not running right.
Right.
But it meets manufacturer specs, but it's not running right.
Right.
And I run away from people like that.
Yes.
That's lazy.
Yes.
That's not Leadem, and it's not Budweiser.
That's not what we do.
No.
No.
Well, you're
no.
way, way past that. That's
yes.
why you've been in business for so long.
Yes, it's what we do. We want to get you where you're going. We want your family to be safe. And all of that just takes a little inspection. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It's just an interview with the customer and inspecting the vehicle. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing is it's been the last couple of years where you guys are always going to be known as the truck guys. You've always taken care of trucks. You do brilliantly with all different kinds of trucks and equipment that goes along with trucks. I mean, that's kind of when you and Larry brought your businesses together, he's the fab guy. He's the
yes.
guy that does the beds and the toolboxes and all those things. And you're the guy that takes care of everything under the hood,
right.
drivetrain,
yes.
and makes it go.
I work on the front. He works on the back.
Yes, that's it. That's the best way I've ever heard it articulated.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, my mind just went pop.
Yes.
Cool thing about that is that over the last 2 or 3 years that you and I have been working together and doing stuff together, you've told me more often that you're getting more and more demand from people who have cars and
yes.
trucks
yes.
and SUVs.
Crossovers.
You love to call them grocery getters, too,
yes.
if they're not a
yes.
ranch or farm truck or a work
right.
truck.
Right.
And that's not a derogatory thing. That just
no,
is what it is.
It is what it is.
So you've added SUVs.
Yes.
You call them crossovers.
Crossovers.
And cars.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now is the time, National Car Care Aware Month.
Yes.
This is the time of year when we've got to think about getting that hood lifted and what kind of adjustments do we need to make here so that my car is ready and safe for winter. And you've got a way to invite people to Leadem's.
Yes.
You can get to know them. They can get to know you.
Yep.
And, you know, the hope is that that's going to start a relationship, which is what we love.
Yes.
I know lots of loyal Leadem's people.
Yes.
And they're loyal for a reason. One day you're going to give me Leadem's mud flaps for my Toyota, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
And if you have a truck and need mud flaps, we provide those for free and we'll put them on. So It's a big deal for us. It's all about relationship to us. It's all about
yeah.
knowing who's working on your vehicle.
That's where that people helping people thing comes in.
Yes, sir.
You live and die by that. So does your crew.
Yes, we
do. Great, great, great
guys.
Yeah,
we have a great team.
Here's the offer. Greg, what do you got going for the month of
October?
Well,
the month of October is really cool for us. So we're doing a half price oil change. Obviously, every car is different in most cases. So we don't do a deal where we take money off or we say we're going to do oil changes for $29.95. It's half price off what it would normally be. And we'll change the oil, inspect the brakes. We do a free 55-point safety inspection. And we'll also wash the vehicle. So. And we'll pick up the vehicle wherever it is. So if you're at work and you want to stay working, we'll come get it. We'll do your half-price oil change. We'll do a free 55-point inspection. We'll wash it and bring it back to you. And we do it twice a year, and it's a really cool deal.
It is absolutely a cool deal.
Yes.
And the icing on the cake for guys who have trucks, women who have trucks.
Yes.
Leadem's mud flaps at no charge.
Yes,
just
that
drive
is true.
Your truck in, say hello.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the number to call? How do we schedule the appointment?
It's real easy. You just call 719-574-7801. I will tell you that you have to push option 1 to get the service center.
Okay.
That's where we work on the front of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you push option 1, it'll come right to our desk and we'll take care of you and you can set an appointment.
574-7801. 574-7801. Half price oil changes. For cars, SUVs, crossovers, Even your grocery getters.
Even your grocery getters.
And free mud flaps for your truck. You just cannot beat that stuff.
You can't beat it.
Greg, it is just a huge thrill to be back together doing a little bit of radio again.
Yep, it's awesome.
Glad to
have
you
here. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. That's it for this edition of KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. The Business Connection airs at 7 Sunday mornings right here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. And catch us by podcast if you think you missed a business that you want to know more about. KRDO.com, select radio, and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.